Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into Overnight America. Watching some news that seems to be breaking. And I'm reading a story. This is from the Tulsa World. So there's an Air Force recruiter station in Bixby, Oklahoma. And there's a picture of it posted. It looks like there might have been an explosion on the inside of this building. And from what I can tell, it doesn't look like there's a lot of urgency around this building. It just looks like there may have been an explosion on the inside. And FBI will be there on Tuesday morning, so sometime later this morning, to talk about what happened. But there's no other further comments from authorities. So crime scene's taped off. From the sounds of the report, it doesn't look like there's anyone that was inside or hurt, because this would be a different scene. When they take a picture of this building, it would look a lot different if there were people inside. So apparently, police and agents from the Alcohol and Tobacco Firearms Bureau investigating an explosion near a recruiting station or inside a recruiting station in Bixby. So that'll be something that trends later today, I'm sure. And I keep watching CNN. They don't have anything on it. I haven't seen any breaking news alerts from Fox yet either, but this is still pretty fresh of what's being reported. Okay, something big's happening when it comes to internet and the way you use the internet and freedom of speech on the internet. It's called net neutrality. The battle is about to begin. And net neutrality is the principle that the internet and your internet service provider should give consumers equal access to all legal content, regardless of its source. Okay? The practice means that your internet service providers, the people you buy your internet from, the biggest ones in the U.S. include like Charter here or AT&T, Comcast is another big one. They cannot block content, speed up or slow down data from particular websites because they've been paid to do so. So why is it an issue now? Back during the Obama administration, the FCC, which was controlled by Democrats, originally were going to be against net neutrality, as in they would take the stance that the Republicans take right now. They had an open comment period, and they said the public overwhelmingly wants net neutrality. So they decided to make it the law, and they did. They said that, you know, we're not going to censor the internet. We're not going to allow internet providers to censor it. That's in question now. Republicans in charge, his name is Pai. He's the chairman of the FCC, put in by President Trump. And now he wants to get rid of net neutrality, something that was put in during the Obama administration. He says that internet companies should be allowed to do what they want to their customers. So, for example, if net neutrality goes away and a large internet company that you get your internet through decides to say, we don't want to allow our users to use Google anymore because Microsoft paid us $1 billion to make Bing the exclusive search engine of our providers, right? So then they block you from using Google. You would say that's crazy. That shouldn't be allowed. And you're absolutely right. But that's exactly what they'd be allowed to do. It's a little bit more subtle, some of the things you've noticed, if net neutrality will actually go away. Some of the things that you may notice on July 12th, which is coming up in tomorrow, today's Tuesday, on Wednesday, July 12th, huge tech companies, including Amazon, will join 170 other organizers, which will slow down the internet and their services purposely to show you what it would be like if net neutrality went away. So if you're using the internet tomorrow and whatever website you're on goes slower, Amazon or Google or Facebook or Twitter or any of these large ones, and advertisements start popping up encouraging you about net neutrality and neutrality and informing you about it. That is exactly what's going on. They are showing you that your internet service provider shouldn't have the power to block the things you see on the internet. If you want to go to CNN or Fox News, or you want to go to The Hill or Drudge Report or wherever to get your news stories, if you want to go to any of those places, the person you pay to get internet shouldn't be allowed to say, no, you can't go to that site. And there's a couple of documented reports of how this has been used in the past. Historically speaking, net neutrality rules have been socially enforced, but it's not at the case anymore when the internet companies are allowed to do this without any restriction. There was a couple of instances. Let me see where I can find this. And I think the biggest... Here, this is from The Hill. Let me go back to that one. The other one I was reading from the BBC. This is from The Hill. 2012, AT&T blocked FaceTime for mobile users. FaceTime is an awesome service. I use FaceTime on Apple all the time to talk to my parents up in Michigan. But they blocked it for their mobile users. Prior to that, AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon blocked Google Wallet in favor of their own mobile payment service. So... Google Wallet is a service where you don't have to carry around a credit card. You can make electronic payments on the spot using your mobile phone. Well, apparently, AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon all blocked it because they wanted their own services used, not Google's. Without net neutrality, you're going to see a lot more examples like that. The absolute biggest block that you'll end up seeing is one that is a little bit more subtle, which is when you have these large internet providers that also provide cable to you. So they want you to bundle all your packages together. They want you to buy a cable package in order to get it cheaper with your internet. What they're going to say without net neutrality, and I feel like this is going to be the first step that they take, they're going to say, well, if you don't want to buy cable from me, I don't want you watching movies on Amazon or Hulu or Netflix. Netflix is a big one. I don't think you should be able to go to YouTube and watch clips. I don't think you should be able to log in and watch CBS's Star Trek or something like that that's coming up. There's so many different television and movie shows that are streamed through the internet. They're integrated in our televisions. They are streamed everywhere, even on your mobile phone. For your person you buy internet from to say, you know what, you're not allowed to see those things unless you buy a cable package through us, should be a crime. But if net neutrality goes away, that's exactly what's going to happen. This isn't really me and being a tinfoil hat type of person. It's internet companies saying that we don't want to compete with ourselves. Thus, we're going to block our competition legally. It sounds like it would be monopolizing, right? This is what could happen. If this is allowed to go, you're going to see that big day of protests happening tomorrow. And you're going to notice it because a lot of the major websites are going to be participating. They're all against what the FCC is doing. According to a recent poll, 77% of Americans support keeping net neutrality rules where they are. And more than 80% agree on the principles of net neutrality. 80% agree on the principles. 80%. That is not a 50% narrow margin. That's not 40-60. That's not even 70-30. This is 80-20. 80% of Americans believe that net neutrality should stay. And I'm one of them. And I feel like it's important. And I hope the FCC listens. I hope the FCC listens. You can Google it, net neutrality, read up on it, do your homework. It's very, very important. A couple of other tech stories I wanted to get to, and I want to play the Chris Christie audio. Oh, yeah. What's this? What's up with these monkeys in this Florida man's backyard? And it's wild going wild. You hear about the guy that was dragged off by a bear? Crazy story. Two of those that are coming up next. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Broadcasting from the KMOX Golden Oak Lending Studios. Golden Oak Lending, with fixed rates now in the twos.
And welcome back to Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Reckner. You know, it's finally happening. I cannot believe it, but it is finally happening. I never knew this day. For a while, I thought, no, it's just a joke. I think it was easily dismissed, but it is actually happening.
Smell what the rock is cooking. Ha! playing the SmackDown.
Not going to believe it. Run the Rock 2020 has formed to draft Dwayne The Rock Johnson for President of the United States. The official organization has now been filed to the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, according to FEC records. The Rock Johnson 2020. Yikes. I really thought this was going to be a joke, but he's going to be the next president of the United States. I knew that Donald Trump would be the next president of the United States by one. The moment I knew he was going to be the president was a simple one. They were debating with the other Republicans, and they made the joke about the hands. He's like, listen, these hands, though I've never been made fun of for my hands, but I got to give credit for Marco Rubio for making fun of my hands. And I guarantee you that's the other thing's not small either. Or whatever he's, I can't remember the line, and the crowd went nuts. And as soon as he said that, I said to my in-laws who were happening to be visiting us, my wife and I at the time, I said to my in-laws, he's going to be the next president of the United States. I cannot believe Donald Trump's going to be the next president. Not that I would have, easily I had doubts over the next couple of months leading up to the election, but sure. Guess what? The Rock is going to be the next president. I'm calling it right now. He has such a wide appeal. There would have to be such crazy dirt on him to make this happen, which there is. He's had a history of crime in the past, but he could renounce all those things and come out squeaky clean. He would have to have something really crazy happening right now. And boy, would I hate for The Rock to have something bad happen to him. And boy, does this country need someone other than The Rock to be president. Please don't be The Rock. Not that he would be terrible, but I have no idea what he believes in. No idea. So Run The Rock 2020, now an official thing that's going to happen. Couple of stories I want to get to. These are people going crazy. How would you like to wake up and all of a sudden someone is crushing your head? Wouldn't that make you a little scared? Yeah, I'd be a little scared for something like that. This is exactly what happened. Here's audio courtesy CNN.
The crunching noise, I guess, was the teeth scraping against the skull as it dug in.
The teeth scraping against the skull. We've been running, and you've been watching. If you watch any of the news networks, you've seen this poor kid who apparently just woke up. He was taking a nap or something. Woke up, and there was a bear had his mouth right over his head. How insane is that? Well, there's another big crazy animal story that's out there right now. Troop of monkeys invading Florida man's backyard. Brian Pritchard was hoping to catch some pictures of deer feeding in the back. It's becoming pretty popular for people to put up motion-censored cameras because it's so easy to not only watch video real-time, but to store it and do it all through this wonderful cloud that is the internet. So people do these things, and you know, when they're not there to monitor it 24/7, you're not neighborhood watching it. You put these cameras up and then you wait for there's some movement and then it starts recording. Then, well, in Ocala, Florida, Brian Pritchard, what he thought was going to be getting some food for deer, ended up attracting upwards of 50 monkeys to his backyard. The dude put out 250 pounds of deer feed, went through that in a couple of days because the monkeys realized that there was a source of food and couldn't get enough of it. So apparently with this website, they decided to interview this guy that had all the monkeys in his backyard. This is where it turned pretty liberal towards the end. So what happened? They ask him. So I went to check my deer feeder and pulled my deer cam off my game cam to check the pictures and realized they had 1,100 pictures of monkeys. Did they look like they're having a good time? Well, absolutely. When you get that much feed in your face, anybody's going to have a good time. And no deer, I take it. No deer. They officially scared my deer off. So he talked about the monkeys, how they can be vicious, temperamental. They're mean. Obviously, they're the ones, especially when there's food involved. They're disgusting. Apparently, they have herpes B virus. How would you like to try to explain to someone you got herpes from a monkey? How do you explain that in a way where they don't automatically judge you? He goes, they carry the herpes B virus, and there's a few other things they carry. I keep my distance. So then the reporter asked this question, would you kill them? His answer, if I had to, which is the only logical answer. That's the only reasonable answer. If you had a swarm of monkeys in your backyard, I mean, we're talking like 50 monkeys hanging out in your backyard carrying herpes and they're getting close to your house. I'm turning into the Walking Dead. Those monkeys are zombies and I'm taking care of them immediately. At that point, it's like watching a zombie flick. All of those monkeys are goners. So he said, if I have to, I mean, if there's some kind of incident happen or, you know, a monkey attack or they get out of control, absolutely I would. And this is when the reporter went absolutely crazy. Why don't you just move? Why don't you just move? I should accommodate my life for these 50 monkeys that keep running on my property. You're right. You're right. The monkeys are more important than me. What I need to do is make sure these monkeys are comfortable. I'm just going to give them the keys to the house. I'll move out. Don't worry. I'll move out. Oh, yeah, right. So this is how the guy answered it. The reporter, why don't you just move? Well, why should I move? Because you got a bunch of monkeys in your backyard. The guy said, hey, if someone wants to come buy my land, I'll move. I'm not going to let a bunch of monkeys make me move. This basically turns into a video game. At that point, I'm getting a Walking Dead style pump action shotgun, and I'm just going to get good at reloading. No more monkeys with herpes menacing in my backyard. Period. These guys are dangerous. The guy told a story in here. He's like, yeah, man, they'll hop into boats in the water. They're dangerous. They like to fight. How do you combat that? Oh, boy. Apparently, they're a special type of wild monkey. Rhesus monkey feasting on the food? I got to imagine that's the last time the dude puts food out in his backyard. Walking Dead style. A couple of security leaks that are important to put out. This is interesting. WikiLeaks put another dump out. I should pay more attention to WikiLeaks. They were really fun before the election, but for some reason they kind of like stopped paying attention to them. But they have released some documents in a series of CIA hacking revelations detail the method the agency used to geolocate computers and put the people behind them to tell who was using what computer. So malware was able to check which public Wi-Fi networks a given computer can connect to. Then the malware compares to a list of available Wi-Fi options to a database. And then they figure out where the device is. So you've seen like in the movies where they try to like ping a cell phone. So there's like someone that's kidnapped. They triangulate where the location is based on how strong the signal is. A cell phone signal is based on where it's connecting to what towers. Or they can go to a specific tower. They can try to find that cell phone within its coverage. And then they can try to figure out based on the amount of time it takes for the cell phone to get back to that tower. Now, if you get a couple of towers getting at the same cell phone, then you're able to pinpoint a location with a very, very close accuracy. Well, they use now that technology for your computer. If you have Wi-Fi enabled, they're able to use malware in your phone or your computer, your laptop or something like that. They're able to use it to ping Wi-Fi devices. And then if the Wi-Fi are public devices, they're able to triangulate where you are. Tell me that's not a little bit scary. The CIA uses these methods in Wi-Fi databases maintained by Google and Microsoft by combining this location with data and signal strength. While underlining concepts are commonly known enough, pulling it off requires a bit of sophistication, especially since they're putting this software in the background of your computer without you knowing it. Does the CIA have some spy software that would do this? And the answer, of course, is yes. I like the monkey story better. That one's more fun. I wonder if there's an app. You know, this guy needs to create an app about protecting his backyard. All right, coming up, Chris Christie, the next radio star. I'll let you be the judge. It's coming up on Overnight America, KMOX.
Stay connected. Stay informed. St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. KMOX. Depend on it.
Welcome back to Overnight America. I spent that time during the break to look up Terminator when he has that pump-action shotgun going around in the movie, just imagining what it would be like to clear out my backyard if they were overrun by 50 wild monkeys as they converge to eat on the bait pile the guy put out for deer. It's just Terminator style. All right, let's go to Spencer, man. He's been holding the line. Spencer, what's going on?
All right, you can't tell that story without asking a few questions. Like, A, where did the monkeys come from?
They're wild, apparently, down there. It's like they're like roaming packs of wild, crazy monkeys.
Yeah, but they're not native to North America. You know, they had to come from somewhere.
They are carrying herpes everywhere they go, and they're angry. No, thank you.
Well, that was the other question, is the guy said, told him to move. All right, I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's a nice beachfront property with a high case of hepatitis.
Uh-huh. That's a great selling point, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure the term flinging poo is nothing new to this guy.
Oh, boy, yeah. Could you imagine a swarm of the animals just overtaking you? It would almost be like a zombie movie. All right, so wait, you have a joke? My producer said, wait till you hear Spencer's joke.
You're not going to like it, but it's clean. And I don't usually have a lot of good jokes, but this one was truly brilliant.
What, you originated this one?
Yes, sir.
Right.
How do you know Vladimir Putin sends a gift from Russia with love?
How do you tell?
Well, he went to Jared.
Aww. Yeah. That's pretty good.
You know, the classic 1, 2, 3. You know what?
I'll give you that.
You know, I was trying to come up with one for Hillary, too, but, you know, I tried doing the Vince Foster. You know, I just kind of come up with anything that was as good as the Trump joke, but... don't you find it just a little, and not once again, let's let the investigation run its due course.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, from the very beginning, we've had no contact with Russia except for these 20 incidents that we just happened to forget about. I mean,
what do you mean 20 incidents? What other ones are you referring to other than this one where Jared went out there?
Well, not so much Jared. Now you have the one with Junior and Paul Manafort.
I meant Junior. Yeah, Donald Junior. I'm sorry. Well,
right.
Well, Jared and Manafort were out there. Sure. So that counts as one. Documented.
They've had meetings with their own with what's his name, Kislyak, at the convention. Roger Stone had one. Not to mention Mike Flynn. He's had. Well, we don't know how many contacts he's had, but it just seems like every other day. And, you know, it's not so much watching the evil liberal MSNBC. It's just getting widely known that all these connections of, you know, oh, yeah, I forgot when I, you know, went and had a secret meeting to discuss getting dirt on Hillary Clinton with an attorney, which the whole story that Junior said about, oh, well, you know, I left when I heard about it. It was about orphans. That doesn't sound any better. Oh, you have dirt on Hillary Clinton? Oh, you don't? You want to talk about orphans? I'm not interested.
Well, there's other things that there were other people at that meeting, too. And to me, the whole thing was before this meeting and before there was admission to this meeting, I thought that there was zero evidence and I was not concerned about this investigation at all. Now, after hearing about this meeting, my concern level goes from 0 to 1. It doesn't move the needle much for me on a scale of 1 to 10. I still don't think there's any proof of, even though some of the things that were said earlier today regarding that the itinerary or whatever, the intention of the meeting was out there, I'm putting that into dispute. I don't really know that to be true.
What are you disputing? That Junior lied about his own words? I mean, the man said he went there with the knowledge that he was there to speak to this lawyer about, getting information on Hillary Clinton, which if it was flipped around vice versa, and it was Hillary Clinton doing it. I mean, there's always dirty tricks that are played in politics, but when you go into a meeting from a with a foreign entity and you're getting information, that's illegal.
Well, hold on. The connection that Donald Jr. had in the email that he might have got before was told an email of Russian effort to aid. So who admitted that? It wasn't Donald Jr. that admitted that he got that email, was it?
Read his statements again, because he's changed his position like three times, and now his lawyer that he got has put out two different statements. But in one of his statements, he said, yeah, I met with her with the understanding that this guy that Trump was connected with through the Miss USA said, hey, you want to meet with these people about getting information damning.
This is interesting because I'm going to default to what he's telling the FBI during this investigation, because I think it could be pretty easy. Some of the things that are coming out may be taking some of the confusion that's surrounding this right now. I want to see what the FBI says. It's a little bit weird that he wouldn't disclose that to begin with. Number two, it's weird that they would travel and do this sort of talk to begin with anyway. So there's a lot of questions to this.
From what I understand is they met at Trump Tower.
Right. No, on the Trump property. Sure. But I mean, just to arrange this, just to arrange this all is still kind of weird to me.
Well, I found it very interesting because I saw I forget if it was CNN or it might have been Fox. I would have to, think a little bit more. But they had somebody that was involved with Al Gore's campaign in 2000, and someone mailed. They were doing the practice for the debate, and he was in the House of Representatives. That was supposed to play, the mock George W. Bush. And somebody mailed him W's basically like playbook for the debates. And they had to report that to the FBI.
Yeah.
And then he dropped out of the campaign. Dirty tricks. I mean, there's a big difference between dirty tricks and, the word gets thrown around a lot, collusion. But when you go to meet somebody for that term of, getting information, once again, the investigation will hash everything out. Mm-hmm. You could look at also with Karl Rove, with John McCain's supposed African-American baby during the South Carolina primaries. Had that not been done, John McCain would have more than likely became president instead of W. Bush. Because McCain was just mopping the floor with Bush at the time until that came out, and it ended up it was his adopted child. So it was, and he was, I don't even think that it was a Filipino child. It was us, your classic dirty tricks. It's starting to get a little weird, and it's not because I'm a Democrat, but it's just, you have to get.
Well, there's a couple of things that don't add up to me. That's why it's not really registering much on the scale. And when I do a 1 to 10 scale, I was at a 0 before. Now I'm at a 1 when it comes to concern. What doesn't add up to me is, of course you would take a Manafort with you if you really were trying to collude or something, we're trying to get some information. But why would they have two other journalists join them from media networks too? That doesn't make sense to me. Like a tabloid reporter and the other media journalist, why would they be present in a meeting of something they're trying to keep to the utmost secrecy, knowing that they might be doing something illegal? That doesn't make sense to me.
Where did that come into it? Because
five people there at that meeting, according to the report. So you had Donald Jr., Manafort, the son-in-law, Kushner, and then you had someone that was involved with a tabloid in England, and there was someone that was involved with a media company that was with the Miss USA pageant.
Well, the guy with the Miss USA pageant is the one who kind of facilitated the whole meeting.
Yeah.
From what I understand. And the whole reason... now that you mention it, Donald Jr. changed his story was the fact of Paul Manafort being there, because I believe his first thing was, oh, well, she was talking about, you know, sanctions with adoption. And they're like, well, why would you bring Paul Manafort? Then you got the story of, oh, well, you know, she was promising to give us information that never materialized, so we left.
Hmm. Well, so this doesn't add up. So I feel like this, to me, it's still not a huge concern. But I understand that this is the closest thing the left has had when it comes to this investigation of proof. So this is why it's being banged on so hard. And quite frankly, if I was someone that was a Democrat, this is exactly what I would be doing too. So I can't blame it.
I mean, yeah, that's going to happen. But I mean, when you start having, you know, all these things with Flynn and all these people, I mean, I could see one. You know, nobody remembers everything all the time. However, when you have multiple people missing multiple interactions with some really questionable people, it's starting to get to the point where it's not so much a coincidence, but it's becoming a habit.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'll take that. Well, Spence, right. Yeah, no, that sounds fine. No, and thank you for your joke, dude. That's a good one. I would submit that immediately to Jimmy Fallon.
Thanks, man.
All right, we'll see ya. That's a Jimmy Fallon-worthy joke. All right, coming up, want to play a little Chris Christie for you. Yeah, I know. The latest shock jock, Chris Christie, coming up, KMOX.
Get the latest from the Cardinals from manager Mike Matheny on the SafeHaw GM Country Mike Matheny Show. Sundays at 10:15, exclusively on your home for best Cardinals coverage, KMOX.
All right, welcome to Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Riker. I don't know why I wanted to get that honk in there, but it just felt right. I was going to do a little Chris Christie here, who's auditioning for WFAN. I think it would be weird for the governor of New York, after he is out of office, to be a sports talk show host in New York City. It may be a passion job for him, but he needs to know how to better, I guess, handle harassing calls, which I'm going to play an example of next. But I want to get to Mark real quick, who wants to call in and talk about Polar Pop cups. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Yeah.
Hey, I thought that was really, really funny about the alleged prostitutes with the Polar Pop cups.
Yeah, in the news, are you talking about what you heard in the news where she's like, they're not hurting anybody?
Yeah. Well, what's so funny, I just got off of work, and I was headed over to River City Casino, so I decided to drive down South Broadway.
Yeah.
And I guess the myth is true, because I did pass about three different ladies within a nine-block range, and all of them were carrying these little styrofoam soda cups. Now, I don't know if they came from Circle K, but, man, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Well, now that you notice and look for them, I almost wonder myself, because it's not like I've ever looked for that before, and I had no idea that was a thing. But now that someone's pointed it out, it's like I cannot stop looking for it.
Right. I'm just turning up in River City Casino, and I said, I'm going to travel down Broadway just to see if that myth is true. And I passed up three ladies, and I'm pretty sure they're not out looking for anything else.
Yep.
I'd be doggone if they all wasn't drinking soda. Maybe because it's still 90 degrees. However, I thought that was so funny.
The first thing I thought of was, you know, I need to go get a Polar Pop, because it means it's time to go to work, man.
Right.
I was like, it's almost like that's T-shirt worthy. Like, someone needs to make a Polar Pop T-shirt. It's like a pop culture thing now.
Exactly.
Hey, Mark, thanks for calling in. Good hearing from you.
All right. Thank you, too, man.
Maybe we can do Polar Pop bingo. We'll put bingo cards out, and every time you see someone holding a Polar Pop cup in a certain location, you can dab on your bingo card and see how long it takes for someone to get a bingo.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Sounds like a terrible idea. Let's go to Ron real quick when it comes to Chris Christie. Is Chris Christie a talk show host a good or bad idea?
It's a good idea, but by the way, the gentleman just called. Take it from the cab driver here. That's true all the way for years and years and years.
Wait, you've known this, Ron?
Of course I have.
Well, so how did you know that? Who told you?
I got a sixth sense about the real world out here.
So you just kind of, out of observation, you realized that that was the signal, these polar pop cups?
That's the signal. Everybody's got something going for them, you know?
How often do you see that?
Every night.
Really? Every night?
Yep, I go down Broadway to head downtown. I see it all the time.
Is it just limited to that area, or do you see it widely, broad around the area?
No, it's broad. It goes a long way.
And boy, I'm learning all kinds of new things. All right, go ahead about Chris Christie here.
Well, let's talk about where he was calling from, Montclair, New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that a very famous St. Louisan lived in Montclair, New Jersey, and he passed away? He's buried in East Hanover, New Jersey.
No.
A sports figure, ball player. Who am I talking about?
From Montclair, New Jersey?
No. He's from St. Louis.
Are you talking about Yogi Berra?
You got it.
How about that? I had no idea. Well, that's an interesting fun fact.
Yes, and by the way, your definition of a zombie, what's that?
Like the Walking Dead zombie. So I don't know. You know what a zombie is. What do you mean? What's that?
Walking Dead?
Yeah, the television show on AMC that is one of the highest rated television shows out there.
Well, I tell you what, we got them in the city of St. Louis, but we call them Democrat politicians.
No, but I'm bumped.
You think I'm kidding you?
That's Ron. You know, Ron, you had Spencer had a joke earlier. That's like the counter to that joke.
But the reason that being talked about on Broadway, because that's a brand new alderman. Her name is Sarah Martin.
With that in that area there. Yeah. Well, that's a pretty big issue. In the newscast, Kevin Kling went out and talked to people about it. And I guess you could say they're not out there hurting anyone, but they really are. And it's not something you want in your neighborhood for sure.
Well, that's the way it goes these days. I mean, it's everywhere. It's not just there.
Yeah.
It's just more open there, that's all. And he wants a sting operation where they do not have the manpower. Take my word for it. When I'm downtown, I never see any police down there.
What do you think with the governor coming in saying he wants to offer up additional resources to help with the crime?
Well, the state police could go anywhere, but yeah, they might be out of their habit down here, because I remember when the Pope visited St. Louis in, was it 99?
Mm-hmm.
And the state police were down here, and they didn't know where they were going. They're going the wrong way in one-way streets. Going around.
Really? Well, they can do what they want. Everything was blocked off at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, they didn't know the area at all.
Oh, the state police you're talking about, not the Pope and his entourage. I see. Okay.
The Pope, he came here, and there was a guy who made Polish sausages of North St. Louis, Petroski. He really had a... When he was a cardinal, he used to love that Polish sausage, I'll tell you that.
You know, there's a lot of great food options around here. I don't blame people when they come in, they check out all this stuff. Hey, Ron, thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you.
Talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Well, that's interesting. So our cab driver says he sees these polar pop cups everywhere. Oh, boy. It's not that it's something I want to look for, but it's like I can't stop looking for it anymore. You ever have someone tell you something? You ever have someone tell you something and all of a sudden it's like the only thing you can think of or look at? That's pretty crazy. Looks like I can't get to Chris Christie here. That's all right. A couple interviews I want to get to in the next hour, including we're going to talk to Johnny Rabbit about a big World War I historical thing that he's doing, which is, I'll let him explain that. And on top of all of that, we are also going to be talking some hot dogs with Steve Ewing coming up on KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.